Right now it is time to go to Massachusetts. It's time for the Berkshire Edge on air. Of course, you can find the BerkshireEdge.com online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And we are joined by Marcy and David. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're not just on air and online. We're everywhere.
That's right.
That's our point. That's what we do.
24/7.
That's right.
Well, that's what it seems like anyway.
Well, it seems like we're up that much.
Well, we'll start off 24/7 with a story that has expanded well beyond our tri-state area, well beyond South County. It has really become a nationwide and worldwide story.
It has.
And that is the Berkshire Museum.
Yep. Oh, yes. Well, when we last spoke,
this is a serial story. You know, I mean,
that's good.
We
like serials.
We should have music together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, when we last spoke, last Wednesday, the judge in the Superior Court had ruled that the museum could go ahead with the sale of the pictures.
40 pieces of art,
including two Norman Rockwells, which is really what is causing the anguish in the Berkshires. And when we talked last week, you predicted that something new would happen, and sure enough, the Attorney General Maura Healey went to the Court of Appeals and appealed the decision, and secured an injunction for another month. So now the sale has been postponed till December 11th.
It was supposed to have taken place this past Monday.
Yes, November 13th.
And I just want to ask a question, because while the injunction is until December 11th,
right.
There was also, in the language, it looked like that could be extended again if they didn't sort
that out.
It could
be, yeah.
It could
right,
be.
So
that's
just,
right.
So,
in the meantime, Sotheby's is holding on to the
Rockwells.
Painting. Yeah, and all the others. I mean, there are a number. I mean, there's some Hudson River School. I mean, there's a Bierstadt, I think.
Yep.
There are a number of very nice paintings there. The ones that are provoking all the emotion, of course, are the Rockwells, since he is since he lived.
Well, his sons and had filed suit against the museum. And that's what this is all about, saying that they violated the terms of the donation of these works of art. You know, the museum did not acquire these. They were gifts from the Rockwells.
Right. But that's...
And the others. I mean, the others were gifts also. They never went out to buy art.
Well, museums, you know, live in a different universe than, regular people. And so they are gifted art, and at times they have policies. You are allowed to deaccession art.
Yes,
you are.
Right.
That's not the issue. The issue is what the terms of the donation are.
Exactly.
And
right.
I've got no... I mean, obviously... I don't know. That information must be there somewhere, and that's what needs to be sorted.
Well, that's what the family is claiming, is that selling the art is violates the terms of the gift. So that will be argued in court, apparently. But what the museum wants to do is to transform itself into some different kind of institution. Which is more it's focused on science, technology, and education, rather than being a traditional museum. And they have a plan which costs many millions of dollars to renovate the building they have in Pittsfield on South Street. And at the same time, they announced that they don't have an endowment either to draw on, and they haven't bothered to do the fundraising either for this idea, so they're selling their assets, as it were.
Well, and then again, the complication is how we have a similar situation happening in Alabama right now, but not with me. In other words, it's how it's viewed. The situation is how it's viewed as the story bubbles outward.
Yeah.
You start, you know, everybody's different cultures and experiences play into how they view it.
And the museum, I mean, you know, in their defense, the museum trustees feel that they are making a very important change for the city of Pittsfield, that, you know, that there are other art museums. There is the Norman Rockwell Museum. There's the Clark in Williamstown, which is, you know, just a little bit north, that they can't compete as an art museum. But what they feel that the city of Pittsfield and its students really need is a good, you know, STEM museum, science, technology, engineering, and math, and that this is where, you know, they feel that this is how they're going to serve their community better. Now, you know, I think the objections have been that they haven't explained this well to the public, and they didn't try alternative routes for fundraising before they decided willy-nilly to dump these art, you know.
And they haven't explained why they can't do both.
Right.
So that's the issue.
Because it would seem that the STEM and the art might be a nice combination, actually.
Yeah, you bring people in because the visual arts incredibly important around that, and what they are trying to sell. When I say trying to sell, you know, it's not just the Rockwells, as you say.
Right.
It's the Hudson River School. It's American art. It's relevant.
Yeah. It's the mummy, for heaven's sake, that they have there.
And they have, you know, they have a nice little collection of, anyway, so let's move on.
Yeah, this will be a story. This will be a story that we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll get you music.
I just want to add one thing, is that the museums from, you know, nationwide have weighed in on this and saying this is a very bad idea, by the way, I must say.
All right.
Including the Smithsonian. So.
I would think the Smithsonian would be rather indignant about
it. Yeah, it is.
Well, the Smithsonian has said that it won't work with the museum if it continues in this direction. So that's, you know, they've had an arrangement.
Anyway.
All right. Well, we move on because this is also very interesting about.
This is a bigger story.
Yeah,
actually,
about utilities manipulating rates, withholding.
Does that happen?
I'm shocked.
I'm totally shocked. This can't be true, can it?
No, it's fake news.
It's fake news. Right. Right. Well, our environmental reporter,
Mary Douglas,
has uncovered. It did a little analysis of the attempts to the in view in the context of the continuing and now very contentious demonstrations against the pipeline, the natural gas pipeline in Otis State Forest, points out that the based on a report done by four economists that the utilities, electric utilities, were manipulating the rates and claiming shortages of gas for jacking up the electric rates, when in fact there was no shortage, and they were just shutting the valves off, and they were trying to drive people into a support of these new pipelines. But in fact, there was no shortage. And in fact, you know, I've heard many, many complaints about these electric rates just going sky high from people, not only individuals, but from the poor old Bercher Music School was complaining about that. In fact, Tracy Wilson, who runs the Bercher Music School, told me that she called the electric company to complain about it. And she said, "Oh, we're just raising the rates so that you'll have to support the pipeline." this is last year.
Said that?
So, anyways, we have a story that actually documents that.
Yeah, and it's a report on an analysis done by three economists.
Yeah.
So it's not Mary's original work, but she did find it, and I think we're, you know, among the first to report on it.
Yeah.
And I must say that story has circulated around. So
yes, it has.
Things like that that circle around and don't come away eventually end up paying off in politics in election year. So we'll see what happens.
I hope so. Right.
It normally takes something like an election year politicking trick to reverse something like
that.
Yeah, but if the story stays active, it's possible.
Yeah.
You know, I like this next story because we've talked about it before. You know, we talk about repurposing and reusing, and the town of Great Barrington finally has an agreement to develop a former elementary school there.
Yes, the Housatonic Elementary School was in 2003 closed down when the Berkshire Hills School District built its new elementary and middle school complex, and the individual towns that had elementary schools, and in Stockbridge's case, they had a little high school as well. Those buildings were surplus buildings. And it's been difficult for towns to find new uses and purposes for these buildings, which sometimes, as in the case of the one we just wrote about this morning, the Housatonic Elementary School, former Housatonic Elementary School, which is in the center of the town, is kind of like the centerpiece of this little village, and it has a nice, playground and lawn, and it's next to a community center where kids play basketball, so it has a lot, there's a lot of emotional attachment to this school, but no one, they've been unable to find so far, up until this point, a new use for this building.
Yeah, and they have been, the town has issued RFPs soliciting potential buyers several times in 2010, again in 2012.
Yep, and they've had task forces working on this.
Right.
So they finally, they think they finally have a local group, Gray House Partners, that they're willing to work with.
And it's an interesting, it's a public private partnership. The town will continue to own the building, but the developers will convert the school into 7 small apartments and several workspaces on 3 levels, so that, and the town will, of course, continue to maintain the nearby community center and the playground. So that's not part of the deal. There seems to be an issue about parking. Where cars that go to this building will park. Everybody's very optimistic that this will work.
Well, you hope it works because, it immediately has worked with the old school. They turned into a town hall and center.
Yeah.
You look right across the state line at the Taconic Hills Schools District, the old Taconic Hills High School. Sits there, a beautiful structure,
a huge structure.
With plenty of land, plenty of acreage, right on Route 22. You would figure, with housing needs and stuff like that, that some developer would step in there before it's too late and that building goes totally, and just because there's a swimming pool in there as well.
Oh, really?
You'd look at buildings like that, and they can be repurposed. Yeah, it takes money, but you need housing. This is an important story, as small as it might be.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's a beautiful building, too, that building on Route 22. And it's been standing there empty for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you've got to start repurposing these old buildings. I lived in Kingston for a while, and they tore down many beautiful structures without repurposing them that never will come back again. And people just shake their heads nowadays. So hopefully this will spur more people on.
I hope so.
This is interesting because in Dover, New York, in Dover Plains, they don't have a supermarket anymore, and they are signing petitions and looking for companies to come in. Your next story up in South County is the Berkshire Interfaith Organization trying to get a new market in a place that was vacated by the Price Chopper.
Yes.
It was a little market that was crowded, and it was downtown. And within walking distance of senior citizens housing and people who were living in apartments in downtown Lee could easily walk there. In fact, it was right across from some ball fields, too, and a park. So the little price, I liked going in there because it made me feel like I was in New York City going to one of those little corner markets. You know, it was really crowded, and the aisles were small, and you just felt like, I don't know, there was something comforting about the closeness of the place. But in any case, the Price Chopper closed it, shut it down, and now people are feeling bereft and left without easy access to, or at least walking distance access to a supermarket they had counted on. So this group, this interfaith group, is seeking to find a new tenant for that supermarket building. And good luck to them, because, you know, there is a big Y that's outside of town, not within walking distance.
It's across a very heavily trafficked road.
But it's not the same thing as a downtown food market. So this group is hoping to find a new tenant for it. And as people could see from the comments on this story, people are suggesting all kinds of things, like why not Trader Joe's and so on and so forth. So they're having a lively examination of this incident.
And the same thing happened in Winsted when their downtown local supermarket closed.
Yes.
So I mean, so it is a region-wide problem that has to be addressed, because people feel left out and feel like they're not being listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or served,
right.
Might I say.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll go on here because we've got something a little bit better news, and that is the 2017 Fall Festival Shakespeare starting up this week.
Yeah, this is really wonderful. You know, the Shakespeare Company has been doing this now. This is the 29th year, but they work with about 10 high schools, and the kids in these high schools rehearse and put on plays. They're performed at Shakespeare and Company, and they get very big audiences because the whole class comes out to see them, you know, fellow students and parents, and it's really a very joyous kind of celebration of Shakespeare with local kids, you know, heavily participating. So we have a whole schedule of the plays.
Yeah.
In our article and also on the Berkshire Edge calendar. You know, I have gone to several, even though I haven't had kids in the class, and it's so much fun because the audiences are incredibly enthusiastic, you know, because the audiences are primarily other kids and parents. And so, you know, they cheer, they're thrilled with the performances, and it is really great fun to see Shakespeare perform like this.
Well, you know what? Hats off to Shakespeare and Company for doing this.
Yes.
You know, it really makes that cultural venue a real asset to the community. You know, that they reach out to the high school students and teach them the value of this, of one of our, you know, most important literary creators. And so it, you know, you talk to kids that have graduated from the high schools, and that was one of the best things they say they ever did, was to be in those plays.
I would believe it. Well, we have about 3 minutes left,
and
we can choose or do
both.
We can pick a topic.
Well, let's do both quickly, because they're both really good. I mean, the first one is that we have this very interesting article by Irina Fersman, who is a certified integrated nutrition health coach. Somebody that David and I know, and she has laid out 5 strategies to transform your health. Very well worth reading. You know, she's a former extremely busy executive herself, and she tells you, you know, 5 things: get more sleep, eat a better breakfast, meditate in the afternoon, focus on only one thing at a time. I forget what the 5th one is. But they are all, I mean, what she's saying is you don't have to be disciplined to do this. You just have to make some space in your life for taking care of yourself instead of worrying about everybody else and worrying about, you know, all the obligations you have. Take a few minutes and think about yourself.
All right.
And then The last one, if we have a minute, we have a wonderful video. It's an edge cast on an exhibit that's at the Berkshire Museum by the artist of the work of the artist Morgan Bulkley, who is a terrific local artist. Lots of fun, very interesting, and we have a wonderful video interview with him that really introduces you to the exhibit. So we urge people to listen to it
and to
watch it and to go.
You bet.
And actually see in this climate where we're speaking about the Berkshire Museum, what the Berkshire Museum offers right now.
Yes, that's right. Because it's a good place to go to right now.
Oh,
right.
We know there are many very good, absolutely reputable, respectable local artists who have exhibited there.
Yeah, this is a retrospective of Morgan's work, and it's terrific.
It is terrific.
Yeah, he is wonderful.
Our good friend.
And it is an art exhibit at the museum.
Yeah. Joe Goodwin had an exhibit last
week. Joe is a friend of ours, and he's been very outspoken.
Yeah.
Very outspoken about what's happening at the Berkshire Museum.
I think we had an article about his exhibit, right?
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see what happens. We'll obviously follow that over the course of the next month or two and see what goes on.
Yeah. And Marshall will find you serial music.
That's right.
so that would be great.
I'll get some organ type music.
No, we'll find something. I've got an idea.
All right, guys, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That is This Week in the Berkshire Edge, theberkshireedge.com.